Welcome back to Insights for Health, brought to you by The Healthy Habit. And if you're just joining us, I've been speaking with Terry Vanderhaden, a naturopathic doctor, homeopathic specialist, and herbalist, and we've been talking about natural relief for allergies. And before the break, we discussed sort of the causes of allergies and a compromised immune system. And we also briefly touched on a product called Deep Immune for Your Allergies by the St. Francis Herb Farms. And Terry, can we start with what the ingredients are with inside the product, and maybe discuss what they are?
Yeah, absolutely. So the original formula, the Deep Immune formula, the classic, we retained the three what we consider the most important immune components. That would be astragalus, reishi mushroom, and schizandra berry. And we also added, so we added to that nettles tops, and prickly ash. It's the bark of a prickly ash tree. And then we added the homeopathic ingredients as well.
So the herbs work on that ramping up, that more the prevention side, whereas the homeopathics work on the more immediate symptoms, is that correct?
Yeah, you could say that. Yeah, the homeopathics are have more immediate effects, so we have remedies, homeopathic remedies in there, including Galphemia, Glauca, Solidago, which is goldenrod, Allium sepa, which is the onion, Sabadilla, Histaminum, and Lac difluoratum. So they're well-known homeopathic remedies for allergies, and they do cover a lot of, you know, seasonal allergy type symptoms, and they can act fairly quickly, sometimes within minutes of taking a dose. I tell people usually expect 3 to 5 days to get some real relief. You know, it's a concert of ingredients working together, you know, to kind of treat the underlying immune as well as, you know, the acute inflammation that's part of allergies.
So someone has the allergies, they have the runny nose, the cough, the itchy eyes, so they're going to get the immediate relief, and like you're saying, within minutes of taking this in some situations. Now, it's not going to be like that for everyone, of course.
Yeah. So we know the astragalus, for example, there was actually a randomized placebo-controlled clinical trial conducted with it in 2009. For our seasonal allergies, and they did a 6-week trial. It's just a small, what we would call a pilot study, 48 patients, but they did find a significant improvement in allergies from using astragalus. So even though I would consider astragalus to be a more long-acting, you know, treating the underlying mechanism and you know, possibly even curing the allergies over a period of a few seasons, 3 to 5 seasons, it can have some immediate benefit, like within the 6-week framework that they used in that study. They also showed that they did another clinical trial in asthma patients, of a small trial. They found that the one of the immune imbalances that they find is typical with allergy was actually corrected by astragalus in that clinical trial as well. So reishi is the reishi mushroom. The Chinese call it the mushroom of immortality because they consider it so important for especially for aging symptoms as people get older. Found actually some clinical trials have found that some aspects of immune function can be restored by this mushroom and as people get older. They also did there was a case report of using reishi in the management of allergies, and they found significant improvement in allergies in a number of patients who were using it.
So there's an element called, was it ganoderic acid?
Yeah, so ganoderic acid is one, you know, there's many, obviously plants are very complicated, you know, complex of ingredients, but, scientists have isolated certain constituents. These are sometimes, you know, in medicine especially and in science, they like to kind of reduce things to their simplest sort of, you know, denominator. And so they've looked at, for example, ganoderic acid, found it has potent anti-inflammatory properties. And allergies are really an inflammation. It's just, you know, people get inflammation and it affects them in different, you know, body systems depending on their genetic susceptibility. So in my case, I had that allergy susceptibility. You know, in others, it may be inflammation like arthritis or other types.
Right.
So these herbs, yeah, they, like the reishi and the ganoderic acid has anti-inflammatory properties. Nettles also has quite considerable anti-inflammatory properties. Schizandra is as a berry. Like I said, it's actually from a vine. It's a powerful antioxidant, reduces histamine. Histamine is, of course, one of those molecules that's released by mast cells, certain types of immune cells that triggers a lot of the allergy symptoms that people get. And it's also considered an adaptogen. So adaptogens help with this stress response. Astragalus, reishi, and schizandra are all considered adaptogens.
Yeah.
It's a type of herb that, it's a term coined by the Russians for herbal medicines that help you adapt to stress, so not to be so much affected by it. So like Hansoi found, stress reduces immune function. These can help to restore it, these types of herbs. And they're something I recommend that everyone use. I take them year-round. I take the Deep Immune through the winter months, and then I take, you know, other adaptogen formulas like ashwagandha, eleuthero during the rest of the year.
So with the herbs and with the homeopathics in combination or in concert, like you had said, you can actually, you don't have to live with allergies from season to season to season. You gradually, the symptoms gradually decline every season, so to the point where possibly you wouldn't even get the allergy.
Yeah, that's right. And ideally, I tell people to start the product 4 to 6 weeks before the season starts. But as you know, Dave, 9 times out of 10, people come into your store, I'm sure, and they're already suffering. And that's why we had to, modify the formula somewhat so that it would treat, have an immediate benefit for allergies. And that's why, like I said, we added the nettle leaf. There was a clinical trial with nettles, found a significant improvement in hay fever allergy symptoms. And there's a fair amount of mechanistic type research. That's research done in the lab with cells or with animals, found that's confirmed all those properties, the anti-allergy properties. It reduces certain inflammatory type molecules and so forth.
So taking this product, would there be any contraindications? Someone's going to be on some sort of medication. Are they going to have to avoid this product at all?
So the one issue that might be a problem for people is if they're on an immunosuppressive type medication. So if you're, it's not an absolute contraindication, but it is a caution. So in other words, the label states to consult a healthcare practitioner if you have an immune system disorder, or if you're taking immunosuppressants, like someone who's had an organ transplant, for example, or a bone marrow transplant might be on a drug to suppress immune function. And it's also not recommended, this particular product, during pregnancy or breastfeeding.
Now what about age? Can any age take this?
There's no issue with, as you're getting older, the product is meant for adults, and that's simply because with Health Canada is a bit more prescriptive when it comes to children's population, so it's there's a lot more rigor required as far as scientific documentation of safe use in children. So if there is a clinical trial, for example, that's been conducted with the ingredient in a children's population, then they'll allow that population. Like, for example, echinacea, we can, astragalus and codinopsis, we were able to get, we have a Deep Immune for children formula as well that we were obviously allowed to get a children's population on. But, they're a bit more restrictive with that. And some of the herbs, of course, there have been clinical trials with many of the herbs, but, there are certainly gaps, and especially not everything has been studied in a children's population, for example. So
rather than use the Deep Immune for your allergies product, there's a Deep Immune for children that they can take. And again, you mentioned the Deep Immune product for colds and flus during that season.
Yeah, that's right. And that's, like I said, that's something I've been recommending for decades now. And that's since, long before I started actually to work with the company in 2001. I started practicing as a naturopathic doctor in London, Ontario, and Sarnia, Ontario, actually, not far from you. I'm up in the Ottawa Valley now. But
Yeah.
I've been using the Deep Immune Original since the 90s.
So you're having a good success rate with this so that people don't have to live with allergies.
That's right. Yeah, we're getting great feedback from customers, my patients. And like I said, you know, having been an allergy sufferer myself, it's incredible
how yeah.
uncomfortable it can be.
Yeah.
So I can, you know, I have firsthand experience, and I can tell you it's not fun. And people are, they can be pretty desperate during allergy season. So it's nice to be able to offer something to people, you know, some natural relief. You know, they can avoid, you know, ideally taking the antihistamines, which, you know, there are some, you know, one of the big issues with the antihistamines is drowsiness, you know, can cause drowsiness and, you know, other side effects, symptoms, dry mouth, etc. So,
yeah, so versus over-the-counter products, this is an all-natural way of treating the symptoms.
That's right, yeah. So it's just, like I said, just herbal ingredients and homeopathics.
Yeah, so... But there too, like, because it's a double-edged approach to this, you're not just treating the symptoms immediately, you're also building the immune system so that you're prepared for when those antigens enter the body, that your body can actually defend against them.
Yeah, and what's interesting about allergy is it's often thought of as an overreacted reaction of the immune system, which in some ways it is, but what really underlies it is a lower functioning immune system, and there's specific kinds of immune cells, one in particular called a T regulatory cell, or a Treg. It's kind of like the conductor in the orchestra. It tells all the various components of your immune system, you know, to act in such a manner and so forth, and they've actually found that and a lack of effect of these cells, you know, they're not functioning adequately is quite often underlies a lot of the allergy and autoimmune type problems. And this is, you know, where I really think this is where this product is targeting is this lower functioning immune system.
So Terry, we're coming to the end of the show here. It's thank you for joining us here on Insights for Health. Do you have any sort of summarizing thoughts or final comments?
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. It was a great half hour. But just wanted to mention too that, you know, a lot of other things can be helpful. Just not just taking a product, of course. I mean, I've always found that finding an individual's food sensitivities will often, you know, is often a good approach to allergy as well. And of course, you know, treating yourself right, like getting adequate sleep and exercise and all those good things. These are all important measures as well. So.
Excellent. Thank you, Terry, again for joining us on Insights for Health.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Dave.
So I've been speaking with Dr. Terry Vanderhayden, naturopathic doctor, homeopathic specialist, and registered herbalist. And we've been talking about the product from St. Francis Herb Farm here in Ontario. Called Deep Immune for your allergies. And again, the customers who've used this product haven't been disappointed. So in conclusion, you've been listening to Insights for Health, and we know it's difficult to catch all the information the first time. So to re-listen to this interview on natural relief for your allergies with Dr. Terry, just visit our website, thehealthyhabit.ca. Click on Insights for Health interviews and scroll down to allergies and natural relief. And while you're at the website, click on the next level and subscribe to our e-newsletter, where we keep you informed of special offers, product information, upcoming events, and a whole lot more. And the subscription is free. And again, the website is thehealthyhabit.ca. So thank you for listening, and visit The Healthy Habit at 451 St. Clair Street in Chatham, where we help you help yourself with your health.